You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
Let's do this. Mario Courtney Lopez here, back in the mix for more mirth, music, and fun. Ooh. Today we're celebrating Throwback Thursday with a 90s ballad icon, Stevie B.
Plus, I have a new life hack and Courtney's Court. All kinds of fun in store, so get your tweets in now. You are on with Mario and Courtney Lopez.
Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez celebrating Throwback Thursday today. Let's turn back the clock 32 years ago to March 23rd, 1991. That was a good year. That's when Janet Jackson ruled the charts with this song.
Come on, baby, let's get away. Let's say that trouble's coming now.
Yes, queen.
Escapade with Janet. She was on fire then, and she's actually going to be on tour now. Also, Biz Markie went from hip-hop underground to the mainstream with this hit.
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
I actually can't believe that was a hit. It sounds more like a prank, but okay.
Yeah.
And when the school dance needed a slow jam, they turned to my guy, Stevie B.
Because I love you.
Stevie B, that was a slow jam right there. We're actually going to have Stevie on later in the show, so stay tuned.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario and Courtney Lopez here. Still a little more time to win a trip for two to Vegas. This week's sweepstakes come from the Sahara and Magic Mike Live.
We are sending one lucky listener and a guest to Sin City to see the show. We'll throw in airfare, hotel, even some money for dinner. Perfect way to let your hair down for the weekend on our dime. And all you have to do to enter and get the rules is head over to onwithmario.com.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's see what's on TV today.
Netflix premieres The Night Agent. It's a low-level FBI agent who works in the basement of the White House and is in charge of watching over a phone that never rings until the night it actually does.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, but when? This could go on for seasons.
We don't know.
Right?
Hulu has The Lesson is Murder. Each episode, a psychological criminologist breaks down a case to analyze the motive of killers.
Ooh, it's heavy.
Peacock has season 3 of The Real Housewives, Ultimate Girls Trip, Leah McSweeney, Portia Williams, and more. Head to Thailand, set the DVRs.
Oh, wow. What's up? You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, producer Frazier in studio as well. You know what I was thinking, honey? We should hit up the movies. It's been a minute, and you want to go when there's special effects, a lot of action,
right.
And really enjoy the theater experience to its fullest.
I know. I miss putting your M&Ms in my little sandwich Ziploc.
Sneaking them in?
Yeah.
And having the popcorn M&M mix, best mix ever. Well, I think we should totally check out John Wick Chapter 4 because it checks all of those boxes. And of course, it stars Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I heard this is the biggest Wick yet, as John Wick's fight for freedom takes him around the globe to face off against a powerful new enemy who's apparently turning John's old friends into new enemies. That sounds good.
Ooh, when you turn old friends into new enemies, a lot of people
sounds like the Real Housewives.
I know.
Yeah, they're going to be able to relate to that. These John Wick movies are so good. They're so much fun, and this one's definitely taking it to the next level. I actually heard it's like the best action movie ever, according to one review. That's a bold statement, but the wait for the movie is nearly over. You're going to want to see it on the biggest screen possible. John Wick, Chapter 4 is in theaters and IMAX starting tomorrow with early shows tonight.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Lopez here, my wife Courtney. We treat every day like a holiday here. What are we celebrating today, honey?
Today is National Tamale Day.
Which is weird that we're celebrating in March because it's a big holiday food.
Yeah, it's like a big Christmas thing, right?
Big thing in Christmas. We need to move this to December.
The holiday tamholiday.
Tamholiday.
Did you get it?
Wow.
That's a new thing. It just hit me. The holiday tamholiday.
The holly jolly tamale.
Oh, wow. No. Let's keep it moving. There you go. What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here celebrating Throwback Thursday. Today's guest had a number one hit back in 1990, but he's been making music the whole time.
I'm talking about Stevie B. He's back and lighting up the dance floor, and we'll get the inside scoop after a few more songs.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Join me now on Zoom. Singer, songwriter, producer, my man, Stevie B. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm feeling good, Mario. Thank you.
Oh, man, I'm so excited to talk to you. You were like the soundtrack for me growing up in high school, back in the day when the Toyota trucks and the dancing beds used to go with the bass. We used to bump Spring Love, my cousins and I, so loud. It was unbelievable. So it takes me back. And that's the beautiful thing about music is that it is timeless and still holds up. And you're still doing your thing. Congrats on the new single, Take It All Back. It's got a little bit of a throwback sound. Was that intentional?
Yes. Intentionally. I was just trying to find a way in, you know. Mm-hmm. Radio is a tough haul right now, and you don't know what they like. They kind of abandoned us a long time ago. Now they'll play the retro stuff. I just had a thing with a radio station in Canada. They say, Stevie, we don't play anything new by the artists, but we'll play their old stuff. I'm like, we're not dead yet, bro.
That's exactly it. No, and you look fantastic, man. We're going to talk about the new stuff. Hold tight. We're going to have more with Stevie B coming up.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Lopez here, hanging out with 90s hitmaker Stevie B. And we're talking about the new single, Take It All Back. You even got Pitbull to collab on the remix. How'd that come together?
Well, he did that originally on Spring Love that he wanted to do with me years ago. And I had that vocal in the studio. I already had it in file. And when we were doing the remix, it just worked so well. Now, Felix Sama, DJ Sama out of Miami.
Right.
And all of us grew up in that whole Miami vibe. So Sama knew, and when he heard it, he says, I gotta put Pit on this. It's gonna work well politically. It works well too, you know.
Yeah,
but it worked really fine. And then, you know, we added Dreaming of Spring Love, gave it that throwback feel.
Yeah.
And then the new feel is, you know, let's just tell everybody, let's take it all back. Everybody misses it, bro.
I agree, man. Well, check out Take It All Back on your iHeart app. Hold on, Stevie, we gotta play some more music. Mario Lopez here, celebrating Throwback Thursday with my man Stevie B. And coming up on Friday, man, the Freestyle Explosion Throwback Jam. You, Lisa, Taylor Dane, a whole bunch more. What's in store for everyone?
You know, they're going to get what Stevie B's been giving for the last 35 years. And that's nothing but energy. hopefully, all my sinus stuff will be cleared up. I came back from Rio on Monday, and all the allergies just came on me hard, bro.
Yeah,
in my eyes. I mean, so I've been recovering from that, but I think my voice will be ready. But they're going to get that energy. They're going to get that vibe, and we're going to take them all the way back.
Yo, Mario Lopez, wrapping things up with today's guest, Stevie B. And you've also got a podcast, Freestyling with Stevie B. What you talk about on there?
Well, you know, I kind of do the same thing you do. I chit-chat, and you just freestyling. You know, there's no bars, no holding on the bars. And people get to say what they want to say. We want to talk about interesting stuff, keep it quick, keep it moving. Okay. But people like that, and they don't get a chance to talk with the people from our genre. In a lot of ways, in the industry has this thing where they don't recognize quote unquote freestyle that much.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they don't know we're selling out in arenas, and, a lot of the people who they think are big styling and big time and ain't doing the business that we're doing. So, you know, we talk about everyday stuff, music industry stuff, and try to bring something fresh that they never get a chance to see or hear from people in our genre.
That is awesome. Well, the genre, again, is timeless. I love it. And so do a lot of people because YouTube Theater, I know, is sold out. Beautiful new venue here in L.A. And you can get ticket info for the Freestyle Explosion Throwback Jam at onwithmario.com. Stevie, thanks so much for checking in and taking the time, my man. I look forward to seeing you in person.
See you Saturday, brother.
All right, peace. Brother. Take care. Peace.
Coming up. More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario and Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. J-Lo and Ben Affleck are teaming up for their first movie since Jersey Girl. It's called Unstoppable and is the true story of this wrestler, Anthony Robles, who was born with essentially no legs below his knees.
Oh my goodness.
It's really, really incredible.
It sounds very inspiring. I really look forward to see what they do with it.
Yeah, obviously serious fare,
right?
But inspiring, like you said, so very different from Jersey
right.
Girl. All right, more music now.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. Got your shot at a free Vegas weekend getaway. Head over to our website. We are sending one lucky winner and a guest to Vegas to see Magic Mike live.
Ooh, that sounds like a pretty fun show. Channing Tatum actually directed it himself. You'll get airfare, two nights at the Sahara, tickets to the show, and we'll even throw in a dinner. So to enter and get rules, log on to onwithmario.com. Good luck, everybody.
Got Mario Courtney Lopez. Got some birthdays to celebrate today. Let's try to guess the ages.
Celebrity gossip blogger Perez Hilton.
Real name Mario.
That's right.
Yes.
You taught me that.
Yes.
Mario is 37.
I'm going to say he is 47.
45.
Mm. 45.
45.
Okay.
Carrie Russell from Felicity, The Americans, which, by the way, I know the show's been off the air for a while, but The Americans is one of the best series ever.
I've heard that, and I coincidentally just met her husband, Matthew Reese, who starred with Felicity in The Americans, and now they got married in real life.
Oh, I didn't realize they got married in real life.
And they just had a baby.
Show, by the way, you have to, it's so good.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been hearing it, and I heard they ended it in a really
They ended
great
it brilliantly.
I'm going to say she is 45.
47
is correct.
Wow, and they just had the baby a couple years. So she had one like around 45. Okay.
Catherine Keener from The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Get Out.
Catherine Keener is 55.
Catherine's 49.
64.
Oh, she looks amazing.
64. And finally, Richard Grieco, 21 Jump Street and Night at the Roxbury. I think you worked with him.
I did work with him. Richard Grieco, back in the day, he was supposed to sort of, he was the new hunk over Johnny Depp when he came out.
Wow.
And he was cool, but he had some struggles.
What did you do with him, Out of Time?
I didn't. I did the Journey Absolution, I think.
Wow.
Richard is 61.
He's 65.
58.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Lopez here with my wife, Courtney. Today's lesson in music history is about the song that sparked the line dancing explosion of the 90s. Any guesses, honey?
Electric Slide.
You know what? That's a really good guess. We'll reveal it next. Yeah, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, and on this day in history, 31 years ago in 1992, this song was released.
Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaking heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaking heart, he might blow up and kill his man.
Miley Cyrus's dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, with achy, breaky heart, and my guy had a powerful mullet.
Oh. It was powerful.
It was like the king of all mullets. This brought country line dancing into the mainstream and inspired shows like Club Dance on TNN.
That's incredible. I did not know this was Billy Ray Cyrus. I know the song, but...
Billy Ray Cyrus. Oh, yep.
Don't come at me.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to learn a new life hack. What's the topic today at Courtney's Corner?
Vegetables. Mm. Only 1 in 10 adults are eating enough. You are the 1 in 10. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You are the... 2nd through 10, you don't eat enough.
I know I don't.
So these are the ones you should add to your diet. Leafy greens, spinach, collard greens, chard, lots of vitamin K and calcium. Cruciferous veggies like broccoli, cauliflower, asparagus. Love those three. They are high in fiber and reduce the risk of cancer. Cauliflower is also very good for the alkaline, to alkalize your body.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetables like potatoes, corn, and carrots get a bad rap because of their carbs, but they are great for fueling your cardio workouts. But if you're going to do a potato, do like a sweet potato.
Sweet potatoes. And you know what? I actually like vegetables. I don't like cooked vegetables. That's the weird thing. I don't know why.
Just eat them right out of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, literally out of the garden.
You like some crunchy.
I'm coming around to carrots a little bit. I don't crave them, but I'm coming around.
Like soft?
Like cooked carrots, because I love me a cold carrot, but a cold, cooked carrot, I'm coming around.
I think you should try it. Give it another chance.
I think you should not.
Mario Lopez will be right back.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here, and this new romance between Avril Lavigne and Tyga maybe a little more serious than we all realize. That's a couple I did not see coming. Mm-hmm. Avril has been spotted with a new gift from him, a massive $80,000 diamond necklace, allegedly.
Wow. It actually spells out her name in diamond. Huh. So you got to see it for yourself. So just check out onwithmario.com.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. Let's take a look at what's trending on our website.
The official lineup for Lollapalooza, including headliner Billie Eilish.
I remember the very first Lollapalooza. Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction is the one who originally started it, and it became huge, and then it went all over the country, and it took a little break, and now it's back in one location. Nice to see. And with Billie, all right.
And the new Menudo lineup performing their first single.
Mi amore.
Mi amore.
Hey, very, very catchy. And I love that people say they can't get it out of their head. Hopefully that's a good sign.
Chris Hemsworth pranks his son on his birthday, and the internet is not having it. Are you shocked?
I like that he's rough with his son. Pushed his face in the cake. Ooh, big deal. He probably loved it.
They haven't seen videos, I guess, of you throwing the kids on the bed.
No,
like
they would hate that. You can see what everyone's talking about at onwithmario.com. Yo, Mario, Courtney Lopez. Time for a pop quiz. Today it is a vocabulary test. Uh-oh, honey. Uh-oh.
We're gonna win.
We're going to see who knows the definition of these words. They're all related to toxic relationships.
Mm. Gaslighting.
Courtney. Gaslighting is when you purposely start something and then walk away from it. Like you light it on fire. You're gaslighting. Thank you.
Pretty good, honey. Pretty good. That's essentially it. You're sort of creating something and making it a bigger deal and feeding fire to it to blow it out of proportion.
Lying or denying something is true, even in the face of proof.
Okay, we both get points.
Yeah. Love bombing.
Love bombing is when someone is in love with someone, you know it. Like, I knew you were in love with this one girl, but I come and just throw a monkey wrench and try to interfere to bomb and explode that whole love triangle. At least let me get it out.
Mrs. Lopez.
You're headed down the wrong road. So
I was committed, though.
Love bomb is when you throw the love word down way too fast. You're love bombing.
Too much, too fast, manipulating by showering with gifts and public displays of affection.
Wow, that's good, honey.
There you go.
I kind of like my definition better. Well, you're throwing a monkey wrench. Actually, monkey wrench bomb would be better.
All right. Monkey wrench. Here, next one. Graywalling.
Graywalling. Mazza. Yes. Oh my God, where did that come from?
What is happening?
Mazza, you're no longer married? Okay.
All right, so someone's single.
I don't know where that came from.
Using your maiden name when calling out your name.
Graywalling is when you are not giving specific information. You're not being completely honest. You are just like the gray area. You know, you're gray walling.
Would you like to take a shot at it over there?
Yes. I believe gray walling is when someone's been pursuing you and you're sort of stalling, not giving them any information, leaving them in the gray.
It's being disengaging or unresponsive.
I was right!
Trying to be boring to make someone lose interest, just like I have in
that
this
has
segment.
Nothing
That's
to
exactly
do with
That's exactly what
you said.
I had
that
the essence of
do.
All these. Yes, I did. I am a winner.
You both get props.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez. Here's some of the video coming out of this Taylor Swift tour. It's pretty cool. It looks like she's been stage diving during the concerts. I would never, ever think Taylor Swift would be one to stage dive.
I know. And she was doing it completely head first and out of nowhere. We got some clips at onwithmario.com. How do you, like, you just see people standing there and you're just like, okay, a trust fall.
I feel like Taylor Swift's audience is like the safest place to stage dive in the world. Mario Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. We finally found out the name of Ed Sheeran's new daughter, which, by the way, she just had not too long ago. We still don't know the name of Rihanna's child.
That's right.
Is that wild?
The first one.
Right.
That really bothers you. You bring that up a lot.
I don't know why. It's like killing me. Anyway, Ed's daughter is Jupiter. Look at that.
Jupiter
Sheeran. She was born last summer. Congratulations, Ed.
Ed also has a 2-year-old daughter, Lyra. He said being a dad has caused him to cut down on the booze. That's good.
We'll wait till they get a little older. I'm sure he's going to start right back up. Good luck, Ed. All right, more music now. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Time now for one last thing. My man, Gaten Matarazzo, Dustin from Stranger Things, is being pretty honest about the end of the series. He says he has a deep fear about his future because he knows his job security is over for now. Not every child star finds the next long-term gig. What a very mature, introspective look. And he's a talented kid. He was on Broadway before. He's got that cute little lisp and peculiar look. You know, I'm rooting for him.
He reminds me of like a Paul Walter Hauser character. Like he would play those kind of parts.
Yeah, well, he should be so lucky because Paul's an excellent actor.
100%.
And continuing to do great work.
More Mario Lopez on the way.
All right, time to pass the mic. Big thanks to Stevie B for hanging out. That entire conversation is now live at onwithmario.com.
We're back tomorrow with your first look at everything new hitting the theaters and streaming. Until then, this is Mario and Courtney Lopez saying goodnight.
On with Mario Lopez.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeart Radio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.